In time, you will know what it's like to lose.
Like, oh, did you just make fun of a stereotype? Like, well, yeah. Why wouldn't you make fun of a stereotype? You shouldn't be a stereotype. Like, you shouldn't be. We used to have that type of comedy. Now it's not okay.
Speaking of stereotypical comedy, that laugh that you did right there.
Yeah.
There we go.
That what is that, like, Woody Woodpecker?
I can't even do it right.
The truth is, Matt, you are a peck. I did start it. Yeah.
Okay.
I like the okay. Push record in the middle of conversations.
That's cool.
Because he never does it right. If you just started the last episode like 5 minutes before he did and caught all that,
I had to set it up. I had to get it up. You don't do
that. You sat there with your finger over the button.
You don't do the
button. It was already set up.
You know, it's a lot of work to do that, to do the button things.
It's a lot of work.
Good though, it could have been good. That was some good.
You
shit
gotta exercise. If you want another beer, I got more beer.
I do want more beer, but first I want to introduce this part two of the Barroom Social.
Barroom.
We need to stay over there.
That's what we do. TKO is cuddling with his kitty cat, or dare I say, a pussy.
As again, we're into the next hour of this podcast. It's part two, and we're still drinking the Irish whiskey and the Irish beer.
We are.
Shit might get wackier. I might say more off the wall shit. I've been drinking.
We've been drinking and smoking.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. What are we, 5 joints deep, or we're about to be 5 joints deep?
We're about, yeah.
5 Jesus. Joints deep. Let's get it. Let's get it.
If I smoked as much weed as you guys did, I'd literally...
Oh, we can roll another joint. We can roll another joint.
I would literally be in a coma right now if I smoked as much weed as you guys smoke.
I'm about it. I'm come over here and smoke 2 fucking joints from you right there, dude. And he's like, just fucking, you know, hook me up. Like, that's fucking dope.
Those 2 cones.
Yeah.
So this is episode number 8 of the Thoughtcaster Variety Show.
I thought the last one was 9.
It was number 9. Fuck! Number 9.
So it would be 10.
Part 2.
Part 2.
So it would be 10, technically.
It's 8. 8 and 9.
This is
episode 9.
Is it?
Or 8.
I thought
8 and 9 are part 1 and part 2.
I thought your Father's Day one was 8.
We're fucking ridiculous. Also, listen, dude. So the Father's Day episode was just simply a special. The specials don't count as an episode.
Oh, okay. So I'm right, but I'm not right.
Who's got kids in this room?
I do. 3, 4, 5.
Everybody?
4 of us. You don't have a kid?
I don't have a kid.
Lauren has no kids. Well, congratulations.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, shit. Damn. Tay, hold your horses there, boys.
What's
the start?
Hey, if that was a sprint, brother, you got started before the gun was even in the guy's hand, man. Before the gun was in the hand,
that
you finish line.
He was loading the gun.
I'm supportive. I'm with it.
Shit.
As a spectator, I was stunned.
I was like, dude, for real, right now? Like, right? But, like, this is what? Like,
for all you ladies out there, Tay is quite the stud. He has chops.
Ow, ow.
Chops are awesome. And I don't mean the segregated zone in fucking Seattle. I mean real chops.
No, that's Chaz.
It's called Chop, too. Chaz Chop. Chaz Chop, what? Yeah. The Capitol Hill operational protest or something. Organized protest, maybe?
I don't know.
One of those.
If you're going to talk chops, you got to talk Nature Boy chops.
Woo! Woo! Knife edge! I agree with that one, Owen. That's a good one. Good segue into that wrestling comment.
I got 20 women in the back of that limo, and they're dying for me to go.
It's true. I seen them. They all aren't lookers, but damn it, they're there.
You see them, I don't believe them. I've seen him, but I don't believe him.
So that last episode, we were having some fun. Let's continue with the fun. Let's do some fun. What's some fun?
What do we got here?
What do we got? What are we doing?
Where are we doing? Where are we going? Oh wait, is it that way? I don't remember. I'm usually drunk. So, yeah, well, there's a lot of shit going on in this crazy fucking world.
Literally,
you know? Well, you know what? Okay, no, here's one. Here's one.
The doom of life.
Fucking, right? We were talking about the prostitution thing. Yes. And now we're in a world now, and this is like, this is kind of a weird, like, rabbit hole thing, but we're getting there.
Let's do it!
So, we started making dildos and shit, right? Do you guys know the origin of that?
Of dildos?
Yeah, dildos and vibrators.
Educate me on that.
It was to cure female hysteria. That was the first vibrator.
Ooh. Okay.
It was to cure female hysteria.
Oh, yeah.
Now elaborate.
And it was actually, like, right, proven to work, because I guess if you get some dick, you might calm down a little bit. You might feel better about your life. Same thing with dudes. Fucking aggravated.
Men out there raping, like, men were, I'm sure. So.
Well, yeah, but, like, you know what I mean? I'm just saying.
I'm sure.
But there, I don't know. But that's what it was. That was what it was originally designed for, I guess. So, but now it's like this, like, kind of normal thing is masturbation is like this, you know, it's a healthy thing, as they say.
I feel pretty healthy.
Now, here's the thing, is we're getting into some weird stuff. Because we got, like, now we got, you know, dildos that are shaped like horse dicks, because a regular dick wasn't enough. And,
we got these Cartagenians running around banging donkeys.
Fucking Cartagenians.
Yeah, we got that happens.
It is a real thing.
That happens.
That's what the male population does there.
That happens. If you ever heard of a donkey show, you know what we're talking about. If you ain't ever heard of a donkey show, don't look it up.
Men are having... Whatever they're doing with them donkeys.
Oh, no, dudes are banging donkeys? Oh, because the donkey show was a popular thing, too.
This is the other way around.
Oh, shit.
This is male equality right here. No, they're putting it to the donkeys, man.
Oh, no, there's just dudes banging donkeys?
Dudes are banging donkeys?
Oh, my God.
That's how they get started. When they're, like, 12 or 13, they know how you kind of experiment, right? Or you start talking about shit you don't know.
You know, somebody said AIDS came from banging monkeys. It was probably...
It's probably the Cartagenian
donkey fuckers. Man, that's what we
donkey?
Call
goddamn Cartagenians.
That's fucked up.
Fuck
that's
me.
That's fucked up if you're banging donkeys.
And I love Cartagena, and I will take a bus to Cartagena right now. But
their women are beautiful.
Well, I hope you're not. I hope you're not going to go down there and bang the donkeys.
No, their women are stunning, and their men, they just need to stop.
Their men are retarded, and their women are beautiful.
Leave the donkeys alone, man.
Bad problem.
Yeah, but, like, okay, so we got, like, you know, dildos are a thing, and now Well, we've had blow-up dolls for a while, but now we got this fleshlight, which I kind of think is a little bit weird. Like, I get it. It's masturbation. It should make you not want to rape somebody, but there's also a severe difference in a tiny little thing that looks like a fucking can, but it's just like a little vagina-looking thing at the end. Yeah, and it's weird because it's like a lifeless thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a weird thing. And Joe Rogan had a good bit about it. Like, you only feel the shame when you're cleaning that fucker out. And, like, that's when the only time you feel the shame. Like, he said at least when you're masturbating, there's, like, 15% or 20%. I don't remember what he said. I'm probably fucking his joke up. There's, like, at least if you're a dude and you're masturbating and you're straight, 15 to 20% of your brain is going, dude, there's a dick in your hand. And I laugh so hard.
Damn,
but it's true. So, true, like, maybe the fleshlight takes that away right up until you gotta clean that fucker. Same with a blow-up doll. It all goes somewhere. You gotta clean it out. Like, you're gonna have some kind of...
Do you do that to your girlfriend?
Vagina... If you learned in fifth grade that the vagina is a self-cleaning mechanism...
It'll suck sperm right up there, though.
It'll do that.
Yeah, it can.
Oh, sweet Christ.
Some girls can squirt that shit out, and some people are really into that shit. There's a million videos dedicated to that one. But don't look it up.
you know, I'm thinking maybe we shouldn't have done a part two to this.
So,
what the fuck?
So we're going into this weird thing where, like, it's getting more normalized. Sex shops are, like, a more normalized thing, and people are buying these fucking lifelike fucking silicone dolls. And now there's, like, places where there's sex robots. We have the AI and Sophia the robot. How long is it gonna be? How long is it gonna be before people are banging robots and having, like... having relationships with a fucking robot girlfriend.
Say, before one marries a robot.
Yes.
It's already occurring, like, low-key with, like,
you know, certain people, yeah.
Certain people, yeah.
There's weird people that fuck. Is that Cherry?
A rat-tat-tat at the door.
Steph!
Oh, it's Stephanie.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, join the podcast. We're on episode... Yo. We're on part two.
But yeah, so, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, how long are we get? Like, we're already in this weird fucking world. We're already trying to meld with AI so hard. You know what I mean? This is what a cell phone is.
Steph.
This takes every frequency around
join the podcast.
You and makes it
episode,
so you can read it.
We're on episode right? two, part
it
two
gives,
of this.
It gives you, it makes you access so much more than your mind can in its own.
And the podcast.
Okay.
It's raining outside.
Unless you go to all these different people that hold this knowledge, talk to all of them, learn from them.
Do you smoke?
You won't get the same information than you would from just picking up your fucking phone and looking up what you want to. You know, this is the thing. This can make you the smartest human being ever if you research every possible thing out there. But what do people want to use it for? Straight up entertainment. That's all it is. That's all we use this shit for the most part. It's just entertainment, right? What do we use fucking sex toys for? Is that not entertainment?
Are you not entertained?
Like, I'm just saying, I think, you know, we got these fucking sex toys for girls. It's what? It's like a fucking Sawzall with a dildo on it, for the most part.
Do what?
It's just a reciprocating saw, essentially, with a dildo. And then they make a machine that will jackhammer a woman's downstairs. So.
All I'm imagining is a bat sitting there like Russell Crowe with Spartacus.
Not entertained! Exactly what he would do, though. Have you seen those chicks that fucking hook the dildo to an impact driver and fucking
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. How long before dudes are no longer a fucking need for females?
I know,
because there's so many. There's girls that fuck horse dildos. A regular dude's dick is not gonna satisfy
her. Yeah,
my dick
ain't gonna compare to that fucking shit. I'm sorry.
There's girls out there that sit on fists. How are you gonna compete with a fist?
Sit on fists.
There's girls that get double fisted. How does a man compete with a double fist penetration?
If we
you're
don't.
Exactly.
You gotta be like Seth Rogen in that one movie. I eat the pussy.
Yeah, you better have some serious fucking tongue work if you're gonna satisfy her.
What are you talking about?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, my fiance Steph.
She randomly walked in the room. She is lost.
She's gonna have a great time. She's gonna. You're talking about politics. Right now, you're talking about pussy.
Well,
that's what we do.
No, this has kind of started off with politics. How prostitution's been one of the earliest fucking rackets ever.
Man.
Now it's illegal in America. But I think that, like, you know, Owen said, if prostitution was actually legal.
And done well legally.
Yeah, if it was regulated and legal, most women probably wouldn't want to be prostitutes that are prostitutes because they wouldn't make the same amount
because
of money.
You'd be taxed.
They also,
your vagina would have a tax.
They also,
we don't want our vagina.
There also would be far less rape, I think. I think there would be far less rape. I think there would.
Vagina was taxed?
Well, the hand, the mouth, the butt. It'd all be taxed.
But that's all I'm saying. The whole fucking sex toy thing, everything's getting so much more realistic, and now there's sex robots, and there's fucking Sophia the Robot, which is smarter than any goddamn
human. Now, wait, hold on. She has a name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sophia.
Yeah, Sophia.
Is that an acronym, or?
It's a female, not a male, because we got to get with the times, but.
I believe she picked the name.
Sophia. Is it non-binary?
Did she?
I believe she picked it.
Oh, yeah. Her joke about destroying all humans and shit, like, that's fucked up, man. It's like it's like Terminator starting.
And the robot? Wait, hold on. The robot's making jokes?
Yeah.
The sex robot's making jokes?
Well, it wasn't a sex robot. But imagine, she's just a head and torso. Imagine putting the rest of a fucking blow up doll on there and some fake tits, and you literally have a robot you can talk to.
Hold on.
Carry on coherent conversations with. And fuck. And it's also not a human being that's going to get up and fucking go screw somebody else. There's already these tech weirdos that are fucking probably banging.
Weird science.
Well, no, they're already.
Oh my God, I'm going to get laid.
So that's all I'm saying, man. If you combine the two, it's.
So hold on. So we're talking about female robots that we would obviously fuck. We have two females in the show right now. Would you guys fuck a robotic dude? No?
I wouldn't fuck a robot.
Yes! Yes, we have a no and a yes!
I'm weird. Okay, alright.
I want to hear you guys. I want to hear the no and the yes.
I but I mean, I guess if you're using dildos and stuff, it's like the same.
That's what I'm saying.
But I feel like if you put a face to a robot, like, dude, this is weird.
Okay, we put yeah. Ryan Reynolds' face on it. And...
Oh, and then I'm down.
Yeah, like, okay. There's going to be, there's gonna be in 2 years, yeah, there's going to be 100 Ryan Reynolds sex robots.
I don't know that
in every sex toy store.
Why not? Like, there's already, like, freaking, like, unattainable whatever body image of sex robots for men, so...
Well, listen, Ryan Reynolds is one of those unattainable bodies for a lot of people.
Because I'm sure there's a lot of women that'd be like, down for that shit.
There is! Where do you think sex toys started? It was for women. They didn't have a fleshlight 30 years ago, but they had dildos. Guys had to just fuck women. They couldn't just fuck a piece of silicone.
Men think that they're the sex freaks, but really it's the women.
Or the 12-year-old kids fucking couch cushions. You seen that Big Mouth show?
Yes.
The kid's like, the kid, they made a joke about the kid that was fucking his pillow. His couch was a boy. And he was talking all dirty to him, and he's like,
yeah, oh.
So then he did it. And then look at that, his pillow and his couch are like fighting over him. It's so fucking funny.
Oh, Jesus.
There's an episode of
that girl's the shit.
Eastman FX. It was Nip Tuck.
Oh, Nip Tuck, yeah.
A guy that used to have like a fetish with like fucking everything. And there was actually an episode where they show a guy like positioning like couch cushions.
What?
And like fucking a couch. It was like climaxing and everything.
He fucked the couch?
Oh, that's weird.
The couch. Damn, that couch buns were good.
There was an episode where he made the mold of that chick's vagina and then like made a sex doll that was his girlfriend or whatever, his ex. I remember that. That was fucking weird,
too. They did a lot. They hit a lot of sex in that. Any FX show that aired like at night
10
years ago.
Yeah.
Full of sex.
Oh, yeah. Which one? Are you still talking about Nip Tuck?
Yeah, Nip Tuck. Yeah.
Oh, I remember. I remember watching Nip Tuck.
It'd be like Nip Tuck, then they had a show with like Courtney Cox on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dirt. Yeah.
Dirt.
Dirt, yeah. Yeah.
Be, like, dirt
was dirty. The old school FX shit was on off the hook, yeah. Man. That was good stuff. Yeah.
And now they have American Horror Story.
Oh, didn't in one of the seasons of American Horror Story, the dude and Steph, I think it was the guy who plays Schmidt on New Girl was getting fucked in the ass with a dildo by Lady Gaga. I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
I heard that he did do that role, but he actually got really skinny to play the role, too. Like, he, like,
yeah.
Got all anorexic kind of looking.
Yeah, just
only ate rice and drank water.
I don't know what he did, but apparently he had to get really skinny for the role.
Jesus.
How dare he?
So wait a minute. Was he trying to play a stereotypical gay dude? No, he wasn't gay, bud.
He wasn't gay.
Effeminate? Is that what was they were trying to find a stereotype there?
I mean, dudes like things in their ass.
Well, not
straight
all
men.
Of them.
Straight
not
men.
Not all of them.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. That's what I said. That's what I said in the other podcast. I was like, if you're not gay and you're straight and you never had a finger in your butt, hey. You know?
Maybe you should try it.
Give yourself an adventurous girl.
Where's that, man?
Listen, I was against it for a long time. I was like, that's kind of fucking weird. That's a poop shoot. But you know what? You know what?
That's where it's located, so I guess you better adventure.
You know?
You know what the proper term of that is called? Milking the prostate. I can't even say it out loud.
You couldn't. You did not finish.
This is the maturity level on this podcast.
Milking the
We're
prostate.
We're fucking chimps, okay?
You're over two.
I think
we're chimps.
The guests. What did we say? What did you say earlier?
About
you're like, oh, are you fucking done?
Yeah. Oh, when you left finished? Off with part like, one, you're like, yo, we're balls deep, and then she's like, oh, well, next thing you know, she found out it was over, and she's like, oh, it's finished.
That explains the relationship between men and women.
Yeah, that explains that entire sex realm there.
Are you finished?
Oh, are you done?
You're like, oh, I'm sorry, honey. You weren't aware that I get shit done.
I mean, you didn't see my eyes go cross-eyed.
And then she's like, well, you didn't get anything done.
And then this one's been predominant about sex.
It's like, now I'm a mess and I'm barely satisfied. I'm glad you're fucking happy.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, I am.
Right.
That's like, what male privilege is. That's what male privilege is. The fact that you can get off real fast without getting too sweaty and too fucking...
That's horrible.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm kind of out of shape now, right?
Oh, like, Jesus. So
if I go more than a little bit, I'm getting fucking winded.
Oh,
you know what
my
I'm saying?
God.
I got to either take it real slow and look like a chump or fucking, you know...
Oh, my just God.
It. Give it my all for 37 seconds and be like, oh, I'm sorry, honey. We'll get back to this tomorrow.
You know, I think it's more acceptable for, like, the two-pump chump.
I'm not 18 anymore. It's not like I can fucking go right again, you know?
I think when you're a two-pump chump, it's more acceptable if it's a one-night stand. Because
so
if
you got to work for it at that point.
If you do it with your old lady, you're kind of like, well, damn, I got to see you tomorrow and the next day. And the next day. And then, you know, for a week later, after that two-pump chump session, your old lady's looking at you with that look of disgust. Like, yeah, she's making a sandwich in the kitchen. Like, imagine this. She's slapping a bologna sandwich together. Like, you're a fucking little bitch. You can't even... 30 seconds, my ass, motherfucker. Throwing that shit in the fucking...
No, they'll hold on to it for a while. What?
It's she's like, pissed.
It's like this is the problem with horse dicks, people. It's because women can later on in a fucking argument, you'll be like totally right about something, and they'll be like, "You got a little dick," and it's like,
"Oh, excuse me then."
Oh, I'm gonna go take out the fucking garbage, do the dishes. You're right.
Maybe go hang myself in the garage.
I
don't know.
Fucking shoot myself in the face.
We don't
now.
Have to be mean about it. We can just be like, tiny wiener.
Tiny. They say it like a joke, and it's the most crippling thing ever.
Oh, no. The joke is like, oh, yeah, it's tight, but it's so cute, though.
You know the best
it's
thing
so
I
cute.
Ever heard, though? My brother one time.
You nickname it.
My sister-in-law. She was my brother's former fiance. This was like a long time ago. But she goes, you got a little dick. And he goes, leaving a Mack truck looks small in a Walmart parking lot. I laughed so hard.
Nice.
I was like, oh my God. Her face was like she didn't want to laugh.
You know, they say you can't get to England in a rowboat, but goddamn it, if you paddle hard enough, you'll get there.
What? I mean,
you know, it's the same thing.
You're going to wear yourself out. You're going to wear yourself out, I know by experience.
You'll get there. Yeah. I'm pretty...
And then it's the
some people,
about the most
some people
ocean.
Got a 36 foot yacht. I got a 10 foot kayak, and I make it happen. Except for I'm also not trying to row to England either. That's know, why women are like, oh, it's over.
I heard that. Most, I heard that most women don't really like the long dongs as much, though. You know, they don't want a 12 inch.
There's also women that buy horse dildos, so I gotta think that's a certain demographic.
You know what we call them?
Weirdos.
Whores.
Whores, yeah.
Whores.
Fucking, they've had enough that they can't be satisfied
just
by the average
like
penis. I don't
dick
know.
Doesn't mean they're a whore.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but you gotta say it like, whore.
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 Yeah, there we
yeah.
go.
No, if you actually just say whore,
how
you
are
really
they?
Sound
everybody's
like you hate
different.
People.
All vaginas are different.
All vaginas are different, but... I mean...
Well, I would say that's fair. I've seen a couple of them, and they weren't all exactly the same.
No, I mean, they're like flowers, you know?
And I've hit bottom sooner on some than others, I guess.
Hit bottom?
Well, bottom out. You know what I'm saying?
Have you bottomed
out? You know when you hit your car and you bottom out in a fucking pothole and you're like, oh, shit.
I don't think you're
and you get that same feeling when you fucking hit the wall and you're like, oh, yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
No, you have a small dick.
Then that must mean that you have a tiny penis if you don't believe me.
I mean, you know, fuck you. You know, fuck you.
He's definitely a grower, not a shower.
Oh, Jesus. People are going to hear this.
You heard it here, folks. Willie's a grower, not a shower.
Fucking mistake.
Hey, I don't feel bad. I'm neither.
I've said some worse things by now, and I've refrained.
Yeah, you could definitely bury me right now. I appreciate you for not doing that.
Yeah. I mean,
I have an image to keep.
What a fucking hero. What a hero for saying that, though. You know what?
I mean,
hey,
they don't know
you know what? Listen.
How big you listen. Grow or how small you right. grow.
That means how small I grow.
That means you're. That means you're. You're modest in the streets, but a fucking hero in the sheets.
Oh, dude, that's a good one. I want a T-shirt with that.
Let's coin that phrase right here. Lady in the streets, freak in the sheets. Now, for a male, it's modest in the streets, but a hero in the sheets. I think that should be the male version. I guess.
That's
I
mean, your guys' podcast T-shirt.
That's
dude,
that's
perfect. That is a fucking
make a podcast. Thoughtcasters now.
Variety on the back. You know that phrase on the front. We're good.
I mean, you need some other phrases besides that.
Well, you know.
One that just simply reads "beer is good," because it is.
Beer is good.
It's
beer
prosperous.
Let's go drink some beer. What is that? What song is that? Who fucking sang that shit? I don't know. Let's drink beer. Beer is
oh
good.
My god, what it's fuck on is that? Cycle Stick.
Is it?
Yes.
What is the name of your podcast?
Let's go drink some beer. Thoughtcasters Variety Show.
What is it?
Thoughtcasters Variety Show.
Thoughtcasters. Let's repeat it for the fans. Thoughtcasters Variety Show.
If you didn't know,
I'm
now
sure
you
know. I'm sure you already fucking you did. Know.
Three times is the magic number.
There
you're
it
supposed
is.
To
yes.
Remember it after three.
How many times can we say meow in a conversation?
I don't know.
Let's
Steph
play that
do
with Thoughtcasters Variety Show.
Starting meow.
Starting meow.
Starting meow.
Like right meow?
I mean, like, I don't know if we're talking meow. Right meow.
Right times already, because he's meowed at me like 10 times since I've been here.
Oh, shit. Bug's winning.
We've heard the cats. Yeah. We've heard the cats.
We've got some catching up.
He's like staring at me while we're over here saying meow. He's like, what are you talking about, meow?
Right meow.
Right meow. Yeah, so I was in a restaurant, dude, in North Branch. It was we'll plug the fire.
Don't fucking
cafe.
Plug shit. They ain't paying us.
Hey, listen. I grew up in North Branch and I love this restaurant. And the story I'm about to tell happened here, so we'll give them a plug. They're a great place and they laughed real good at my jokes.
Fuck your plug unless you pay us. Then
it wasn't my
then
jokes.
We
totally remember. Stole it from Super Troopers, but it was funny.
Then look what he said. If you're an American company, goddammit, we have no choice but to support you. Merck.
America.
We were in the restaurant, and me and my buddy was there with my wife, and she was getting real annoyed because we were playing the meow game, like just being stupid. We smoked a couple fat joints and went in there to have breakfast, and we were just fucking bullshitting, you know?
Totally. Pissing us women off.
And that's what we do. I'm sorry. Our comedy is different. I don't know. We laugh at dumb shit. I guess that's why we have an easier time. I don't know.
I don't think that's it. I think it's that.
It's probably not
it. You find things that are funny that just really annoy the shit out of us. And like, you think that it's funny.
And we're good at it, aren't we?
For us to piss us off.
Like, I'm dick sorry. Jokes. Let's see. Oh, yeah, like telling us we got small dicks or growers, not showers. Thanks, Steph.
Hey, you know, I don't fucking mind
this
that.
This is
that's
why
kind
I
got to
stand with Willie in solidarity here, but at least he's a fucking grower.
I appreciate you.
So.
Oh, fuck me. Where are we going with this fucking show, Matt? I don't know.
What are we? 2747?
I don't know where we're at or what we're fucking doing.
I don't know where we're at. What are we doing? Where are we going?
What is this conversation
so,
getting to?
No, so the, we're there. Right we're there. We're playing the meow game. Where there was the promoter for the Lapeer fucking bullshit. They're doing the like MMA fighting shit. He was sitting like a couple tables over with his old lady and shit, and he's just there. Like, I think he recognized me and was like, all right, you know, whatever, just didn't say nothing. But then he heard the conversation ensuing, and he could only see Caitlin's face. Like she was like getting so fucking annoyed, right?
This is a lot funnier to you than it is us.
But we're all going meow, right? And fucking Caitlin, as soon as she, like, steps up to say something to Bob, right? Fucking homeboy from the back goes, meow. And I was like, you're a fucking hero, bro. She just stopped, and it was one of those moments where she knew she'd been fucking beat. Because I could see her face. She was, like, about to smile and had to put it the fuck away. I was like, yeah, lick butt. Yeah. Everyone in this restaurant is laughing but you. I'm like, no, I win.
So but was that your first victory?
It proves what Steph's saying, though. We were literally just trying to annoy Caitlin. Like, at first, me and Bob thought it was funny, and it became, oh, so much funnier when someone was annoyed.
It's like that stupid shit when we're, like, walking somewhere, and you're all, like, talking in some weird-ass voice, and you're all like, will you just shut the fuck up?
You don't think it's funny when I do accents?
You're like, I'm funny. I'm like, no, you're not. You're just trying to annoy the shit out of me.
That's his charm. It's his allure.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Well, listen, remember when you were in grade school and you had a crush on a dude and you'd be a dick to him?
No.
Well, okay, maybe not you, because you're a saint. Shut up, Steph.
Is she?
I don't know. I don't live with her.
Because I'll tell you what.
I mean, I love the shit out of her, but I don't live with her, so I don't know anybody.
Hey, first of all, her sainthood is a grower, not a shower. That's what I say.
We were never going to... Oh, it was confirmed.
Nice.
When a guy says it, it's the funniest thing ever. Because, like, I'm saying I'm not even a fucking grower, but you don't know, and that's my angle. So, but for Willie, it was just confirmed by the lady that's seen it.
You know, I'm starting to regret. Maybe it was a mistake to bring fiance on this podcast.
Hey, man, the truth is set you free, brother.
It was not a mistake. You can't let them all go. It's got to be like one now and again. You got to slowly break him down over time, Steph. So when when he's like 60, right, and you're like, I don't want to make dinner, immediately gets up and starts making dinner, and you have him trained.
I do.
And you can sit in his recliner.
First of all, no, no.
You try to do it at once. You try to do it at once, then Willie's going to fucking get on his podcast and be like, she lied, I got a big dick.
Man, I can't even confidently say I got a big dick, though. That's the problem.
Well, not after she got on here and confirmed it.
He couldn't even say he had a big dick before.
I'm talking so much shit right now because I've been drinking. I'm sorry, but it's funny.
Lauren, why are you wearing sunglasses inside?
She wears the sunglasses at night.
Thank you. Yes.
Is it a thing?
It's a sorum
bud. It's a thing. It's kind of a thing.
Yeah. Why is it?
Why? It's a song as well, yeah.
We're not playing poker.
Who sang that shit?
I wear my sunglasses at night sometimes. I don't know. I'm sleep deprived also, so I'm like, alright, I'm really sensitive to lights and shit anyway, so I'm like, okay.
Do you have
sunglasses? I used to wear sunglasses inside when I was fucked up.
And they're cool. And I'm kind of fucked up, and they're like really cool to look through, so it's like.
Really cool?
Yeah.
Those ones do look like they'd be cool to look through.
I got
fishing glasses, and they're like, without my regular glasses, my like fishing sunglasses, like I still see better with just those.
Your fishing sunglasses.
It's kind of like that.
You can't fish good with or without them, so it don't matter.
How many fish you caught? Do you want to see all the pictures?
Eat a dick, but I had a lot. I fucking had some good catches. I fucking ate it too.
Yeah, I still had more catches than you that day.
Don't fucking rub it in. The fucking turtle got to it.
You're just saying that I didn't know how to fish.
Fuck you.
The turtle got to it.
You can't even eat it. So fuck
you. I still have to know, but I had to, dude, we got to go out to Reynolds Pond. Because, dude, that shit was so fucking fun. It was literally, we weren't even there for 5 minutes, and I had a largemouth break my line at shore. Like,
that would
I couldn't
piss me
pull
off.
Him out of the water. I couldn't get him out of the water. Broke my line, and then we had two bluegills.
Nice.
Dude, within 5 minutes of being there, bro. And then I had to fucking go get another worm.
Oh,
they were fucking, dude, hitting.
I mean, it's
hitting,
a prideful
hitting,
loss, at least.
They were just hitting. I think I cleaned 12 fish over at Nate's. 12, like, good-sized bluegills.
Nice. Did he eat them? Did he fry them up?
Him and Tay ate them all.
What the fuck, man?
Him and Tay ate the shit out of them. I mean, obviously, I couldn't
I
eat
know
them,
you
but.
Can't.
But no, they ate the shit out of them. And,
I want to do something that we did on the last episode because we were talking about policies we would do if we were presidents.
It took 33 minutes to get to that point.
It got 33 minutes!
He was timing it! Oh my god.
This fucking guy was waiting.
That was straight three.
He was waiting. All right.
Oh,
okay.
Shit. Yeah,
well, let's get down to some policies.
All right,
this
hold
is a
on.
Variety show. We've covered a lot
we
of
got,
awesome
like,
topics
three,
so
three.
Far.
Oh, I love it.
I
want to
ask Steph.
Yes.
I want to ask Steph. Steph, if you were the president of the United States of America,
that is kind of fucked up. I just thought about that. 33, 33.
Yeah,
it was all threes.
I love that.
Six.
Is everybody
six? Six.
You talk about
being well. Honor of the beast.
Do you see repeating numbers?
It's all frequencies. Huh? We just all aligned on a frequency, and we got back to the topic that we were at.
Fair.
So we did a segment on the last show where we all. I don't know if you want to cover.
Numbers all the time. I had an interesting thing happen to me a couple years ago. But anyways, carry on.
Do you want to talk about that interesting thing?
I mean, you just kind of left us all fucking hanging.
Fuck! I knew it. I didn't want
to. We'll get back to that, but
yeah, we'll
circle around.
We can get back to
Steph.
It.
Another loopy loop.
Steph, by the way, welcome to the show. This is what we do. We're bullshit, and we're all over the fucking place.
Yeah, it's not always.
You
just
almost
politics.
Have to be drunk or high to do this show.
Well, now we're back on policies.
After she's already been like through the grower and the shower jokes, I think there's no need to welcome her to the show.
Right? No, she came in balls deep.
She kind of welcomed me to the show when I got here the first.
Yeah,
time.
You're here.
Welcome.
Steph is actually the originator of this show.
No, that's not fucking true.
No.
I'm
just
no.
I mean, I did give you a lot of ideas.
You did give me.
This is true. I was making a joke because Steph has oh my god, I fucking talk a lot of shit about Willie, but I've heard some shit come out of Steph's mouth that has toppled a lot of shit.
Well, you know what they say? you know what they say? Behind every great man, like me, like yeah, fucking me. Is a better woman.
Oh, you gotta.
So,
have her,
as I'm just saying.
So you gotta have her behind you, not beside you.
I mean, whatever.
What a douche.
It depends on the day.
What a sexist, misogynistic piece of shit.
Wow.
To say. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
To say something that's been said for years.
At least he doesn't have her in front of him.
But
yes.
Behind her.
Right.
My grandpa
Says
that. That's like his number one quote.
It's true, yes. Though.
It is true.
Grandparents are usually wise.
People have been offended over it. Your woman shouldn't stand behind you. They should stand beside you. It's like,
well, no,
but that's not what
say,
that fucking means, you douche.
To say, yeah, whatever, behind every good man.
Yeah. As a better woman.
It
is true.
It meant that you needed a good woman for the balance
to
make you a good man.
Also good.
Because men on their own, like shit would be. You ever see that Facebook thing where it said if there were no women? And there's fucking like taxi cab drivers just fucking doing 180s and people are parking. Cops are doing crazy shit in their cars. Like fucking everyone owns a plane doing dumb shit at a concert. That's if no women had any votes ever. It was probably fucking true.
So, Steph, if you were president of the United States, what is one policy you would want to instate? There's immigration, there's healthcare, there's fucking minimum wage, there's
economy, infrastructure,
environmental,
education. Probably environmental, man.
Environmental.
Because
all right.
I'm a super like animal lover and like planet lover. Ooh. I mean, green I'm technology. Kind of a hippie now, you know, in
so,
that sense. Only because like
you
people are always
hugger.
Like,
you're kind of
global warming
like
isn't a thing. Well, like look at our fucking planet, you know, guys. Come on.
So do you like
global warming not a thing? Like we should totally be like more energy efficient and like. The plastic, the amount of fucking plastic that we just dump everywhere in the garbage. You know how many parks I go to when I see people just throw their garbage everywhere?
COVID-19 is a huge culprit.
I know. There's like gloves and masks
everywhere.
Pick that shit up and throw in the trash, you guys. Come on.
So do you want to like take
some
Al Gore out for a dinner date or something?
Their masks
I mean,
and
hey.
Gloves out.
Al Gore, like, is all full frontal with the global warming thing. He's always been, yeah.
He's full frontal, all right.
Yeah. He's been a hardcore advocate with the global warming, which is a super strong
I like full
point
frontal.
When it comes to Al Gore. So.
Have you ever seen Al Gore and who was the lead singer from Twisted Sister? Dee Snider.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when they started putting a little warning on CDs saying parental advisory for the content?
Yeah.
Al Gore's wife was a huge proponent for that. That was one of her policies that she wanted to see pushed through. So they called, like John Denver testified before Congress, and there was another musician with all due respect, I forget the human being's name. And then there was Dee Snider, and Dee Snider comes in with the hair, like looking like he's ready to get on stage.
Fuck yeah, with the makeup?
Yeah, but he was articulate, he held his own. And there was some, like Tipper Gore had suggested that one of the songs was about bondage or something like that, something to that effect about striping his partner down and... I don't know. I'm not going to get too far into it.
Please
anyway,
elaborate. I want to know more about
anyway,
this.
Anyway, Dee Snider was like, look, this song is about one of our band members who was going to have surgery to prevent, you know, it was for a health risk, you know. It's
right.
It's all medical. And he's like, your wife... He didn't get that intimate. He's like, whatever. Tipper Gore went looking for BDSM and she fouled it or something like that. Anyway, it's fun to watch those two engage. And he's talking trash about his wife repeatedly. He does it on two different accounts. Where he mentions the dude's wife by name. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. Because he's just like... Yeah. And then he goes on to something else. You can see that he digests it. So he's processing what this dude's saying. And he's like, yeah.
So Steph, so what would you do to implement better environmental policies and laws?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No. You didn't give me that much time to think, man. You just threw me in here and walked in the
driveway. We don't everybody have much has time. No, everybody has
what we do.
Look, like, for instance, me, I didn't get a chance to do my own policy on the last show.
I think we should totally quit thinking plastic shit. Like, we should just stop making everything plastic.
No plastic. What would you use?
There are alternatives.
And recyclable shit.
It's a fucking paper. We cut down all the trees. Why do we keep cutting down trees to make paper? What is that?
Okay, I mean, no.
Because it comes from wood. Like,
paper straws and shit, but those paper straws really blow.
Aluminum straws would be better.
Listen, yeah, those are
better. We're starting to do more with the old hemp shits.
With different plant technology.
We should have started that. Shit. Well, we shouldn't have gotten rid of it forever the fuck ago. It used to be like legal, okay? Like our forefathers used to fucking use hemp, okay? Like that was legal. It stopped being legal because it threatened the timber industry and, you know, people stopped growing hemp. The old school hemp, I guess, was way better for like paper fibers and stuff like that. We have started using that, but I don't think it's really enough. That would be a renewable resource, so we can cut out fucking shit for paper. But unless we use, like, all steel construction and shit, like, all of our stuff now, like, we're going to have to just keep using trees. I think the only thing we can do there is just plant a fucking bunch of trees.
Well, the good thing is they can grow.
If people keep planting trees, it's one thing. I mean, they take forever to grow, but like the plastic is a big problem.
The plastic is a big problem.
Drastic problem.
The plastic is a big problem.
Which, I mean, I would love to like think of some ideas and like sit down and go for it. Well, we have a growing population. But I'm like buzzed and tired, and you're all like, what are some ideas? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just telling you things that concern me and hurt my heart. Like,
this is true.
Al Gore made that video with the fucking
God, don't go sensitive on me. Don't get sensitive on me. No,
that's why it bothers me, though. That's why
No. You're absolutely right.
Trying to change because it hurts my heart and it makes me sad.
You're absolutely right. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like we could literally use steel construction because steel can be recycled. Everything else, we can continue to do stuff like that. We also have a problem now with this huge spike where people are starting to like rustic shit more. They're starting to like wood more. So that's not gonna help when fucking everything decorated in like, you know, this.
Well, it's starting to awaken. We don't want to pay a fucking gay ass mortgage, you know. We want to like progress and
you could buy a steel shipping container and live in that cocksucker and not cut down a tree. Yes. But why do people fucking fill their house with a bunch of wooden shit if we're worried about climate change?
You can stack
because wood is nowhere near durable as steel, aluminum, or even plastic.
You can make a community. Yeah.
And plastic is a fairly renewable thing. You can recycle a lot of it. Like, you know, certain types of plastic is almost 100%. So,
but see, if people aren't recycling really fucking plastic like they should be,
they should
not
be.
Gonna, like,
they should
do
be.
The same thing. People are but just throwing thing. It wherever the fuck
that's
they
the thing.
Want
it's
to.
Either it's either wood, and we have to fucking stop using wood construction for everything, which we have in light of trees. We've tried to,
anyway. You know, trees. They grow fucking everywhere.
Well, if we just. But the thing is our population's growing, so we need more housing. We need, you know what I'm saying? We need more shelter. People aren't fucking living in tents. They're not, we're living in structures. Look how much wood is around us, if you look.
I can tell you how much wood is in my pants.
Not enough to help with
housing. I hope it's none sitting here.
Why?
It's only going to help if it grows.
I mean...
It would have to be already grown if it was wood.
Yeah. It's not an all-male panel here. I mean, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. But...
You're the one that invited
I'm, like, in between you and Stephanie right now, and I'm in the swing zone, and I don't want to be.
Oh, yeah.
If you got a boner, I'm in between.
I'm about to swing, bud. Here it comes. fuck. I'm so wrong.
There's a lot of plant technology that would eliminate plastics. The things that we use with plastics, like the six packs comes in, the little, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, the holder?
We could use plant technology right now, and we can use it starting with school systems.
Telling people right now, when you get those little six pack, and I don't know if you've seen it, but I've seen it. Every time I get one of those, I chop it all up because they get stuck around a little turtle's neck. Or whoever's neck, and they eat it, and they swallow it, or they'll just, like, choke them and stuff.
They would say that for 4 years.
You chop that shit. You chop it up, and you make sure it goes away, so you're not little holes that little turtle head gets stuck.
I fucking love turtles.
You do your part there, okay? Just chop it up, and you're going to buy a little six-pack beer.
They've started making them that once there's water involved, they just break down.
Yeah, exactly. And you can tie them, too. You can have it, like, set.
Or they have them that are corrugated, so they'll just break. They've done pretty much everything they can because of the sea turtles.
A lot of them now, like, not all of them, because there's, like, the cheaper beers and stuff are plastic, but, like, the fancy ones, the, like, craft beers, they're, like, biodegradable. That,
yeah, like a plastic,
They're not even plastic. They're, like, a paper.
Oh, yeah.
Almost like a
paper.
Yeah,
like that
cardboard-like
type.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about. They break down with water. Yeah.
So, like, everybody
but
should just have that shit.
Why the fuck aren't you just putting the six-pack in a cardboard box that...
No, we can burn it.
That is probably most likely already recycled, and you can literally burn it or recycle it again or what the fuck ever. You know what I'm saying? And it's not going to harm the sea turtles.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because... people don't think about that shit. That's
it's probably cheaper to make that little plastic fucking ring thing. Is
they're like, it's cheaper to do that because, you know, we're killing little animals and destroying the planet. Woo! That's what people
that's probably not, no.
You could offer business.
But it's probably much cheaper because nowadays you have to think everybody's...
It's cheaper, but not... You can't say...
But people are nowadays people are, like, eco-friendly and wanting to change the environment. Like, that's why everybody...
You can't say people inherently just want to kill these tiny, beautiful little babies.
Some people do, though. They just run them over on the road like this.
It's
I would
beautiful.
Not
want to
do that, obviously. I'm just saying.
And this one's already got metal around it. Look at that.
Run them over.
I let a turtle eat my fish.
But I'm
you
saying.
See that?
Oh, hey.
You
want to see a cool turtle?
If that is eco-friendly, they're going to charge more money to be eco-friendly because you want to save the environment compared to a company that's going to be like, oh, you want this shitty plastic that goes around your beer cans that can kill the turtles and, like, destroy the planet? Oh, yeah, we're going to make this way cheaper because... it fucking harms things.
But
like,
I don't think it's because they want to harm things, but
it's just
fucking cheaper.
Yeah, it's not because they want to, but it's going to be cheaper because of the negative side effects because of it.
But as president, you could offer them a tax discount. A business tax. Not a tax discount.
There you go.
It's a business tax.
You know, it's a fucking big-ass tortoise.
Converting over to green technology.
It used to be like this big around when Debbie brought it home, and now it's...
I know that most conservatives aren't...
It's fucking...
You know... The environmentalist type, they aren't. They really aren't. But I mean, as a conservative myself, I appreciate the environment.
Someone
makes
America great as beauty, right?
I love animals. I love animals. I mean, I do.
With all the other things that they care about, like, you know, the planet.
Yeah, you think
climate and animals would be, like, included in their things, but... that's generally one they just kind of shove aside and think it's like cuckoo.
Like, defunding the EPA is something I definitely disagreed about. I think that it's something that we need. I think preserving our planet is a great idea.
Well,
I think animals are fucking cool. I love going to the zoo.
Like, well, I guess.
And I love seeing animals in nature.
But we pretty much only got us.
Yeah,
that
too.
You know, here.
I mean, I love going, like,
sorry.
I'm a fisherman. I like to go fishing. And it's not just about.
Fucking always fishing, by
right, but I even instill this in my son. I don't even talk about, like, oh, we're fishing. We might not catch nothing. But you know what? We're here in nature. We get the.
Right.
Experience nature, you know. Fuck,
well, hey.
If we catch a fish, that's just a benefit. Like, hell yeah, man, it's fun.
Right.
It's an adrenaline.
You know, a bad day fishing is better than a good day at work.
It is. But at the end of the day, we get to hang out in nature. Even if I don't catch the fish, but I'm seeing the fish in their natural habitat, I'm happy. I don't care how weird that sounds, but it does bring joy to me. And or just walking through a wooded trail and seeing the squirrels and the chipmunks and the fucking birds. I'm just like, man, like, I like that shit. I enjoy it.
Right.
I do. I do. So I believe it's very important to preserve our environment.
And I, technology.
Yes.
It is?
Whether technology is advanced enough to benefit it.
To help preserve it.
Exactly. Whatever is to our disposal to use is great. Because at the end of the day, we need it. You know, fuck. As far as I know, you can't massively artificially produce air, right? And oxygen, clean oxygen. And I'm not talking about being on a plane where that shit's filtered and your fucking fat ass fucking passenger right next to you is fucking he's hawking down a fucking soft shame. Pretzel. No, that's
not
what I mean.
You're not supposed to body shame.
Motherfucker.
Well, maybe you don't. Maybe the fucker had it in his suitcase. I don't know.
You can't bring that shit on the plane.
Maybe he shoves it in his pocket and keeps it warm.
I've had some delicious chicken sandwiches on a plane before. All right.
What?
Yeah.
All right, an airport.
I get a tiny bag of peanuts and some ginger ale.
I can't remember where I was at, but I was flying from fucking...
Sometimes if you're real lucky, what company, but I was flying
from the fucking Cali to... Cali to... Georgia. Georgia to Michigan.
So, Matt, we're going to continue the policy game. What would you put in the policy if you were president?
Huh? Well... You know, I'm going to sound pretty fucking crude. I think the policies quite literally should be less government and you need to do for yourself. Back in the old Wild West days, if you fucking didn't have nothing to offer, you probably just didn't survive. And honestly, we're trying to make everyone be able to survive and thrive off of everyone else. I kind of think that, we need to just make everybody fucking work. Let's have less government. If you want to fucking work and make a living and survive on your own, do it. We don't need career politicians. That shit needs to cycle out just like the president does.
So what policy would you put in place?
Well, what do you mean? Like, do I got a fucking...
Yeah.
A strict goddamn...
Like, just pick one policy you stand for and how you would do it.
Oh, I think everybody needs to fucking have a job. If you don't have... My policy would be if you do not have a medical reason not to have a fucking job, then you need to have a job. And you're going to support yourself.
So mandated employment.
If you are going to live... Yes.
Okay.
I mean, unless you can fucking make it without having employment, and we don't even know that you're there, then yeah.
I mean, because
if I don't have to pay for you to live, no, not really. We as taxpayers have to pay other people to sit on their ass.
Yeah,
but like that's not going to be a thing that's acceptable. If you are capable, you're going to work. Unless you can get by completely on your own. If you're a completely self-sufficient person in the sense that you can go out and hunt for all your food or farm all your food, then I don't think you should have to have a job.
Okay.
But you need to have, and that's another thing. It's like you can't do that nowadays. You can't just live off the grid.
You gotta work.
Yeah. You can't just live off the grid. And I think you should be able to. Like, you should be able to literally do what the fuck you want to survive. There shouldn't be all of this fucking policies on everything.
Okay.
Live, every part of this fucking country should be Texas. Do as you want. Not like, as long as you're not, infringing upon others or hurting others. Do as you want. Don't tell others they can't do as they want.
Okay. It's funny because I wanted to sing deep in the heart of Texas, but I didn't want to infringe on that copyright.
Work.
Did you have more you wanted to elaborate on that?
Just a few spots I wanted to touch on, but...
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not a politician. It's hard for me to say shit, but...
That's fair. You wanted smaller government, which is...
I do. Yeah. Why do we need
I agree
all
with
these
the smaller
people?
Government, yeah.
I
Why do we need all these
it,
people?
But I would like more people to be employed by the government, not as far as higher up in, necessarily career politicians, definitely not, but that way you could get government benefits. So you think about... Just
you wouldn't need government benefits if we didn't have all these career politicians making bank. all that money would just go to the people that are working. You wouldn't be paying as much taxes that are paying for other people if everyone's working, is my point.
The government was making less money.
There's people that work at fucking fast food, you were just talking about it, that they work their ass off all fucking day. They work harder than Joe Biden. All of them.
Joe Biden.
And I don't think they're worth $15 an hour. Why the fuck is Joe Biden making what he makes?
Joe Biden works pretty hard just to get out of bed in the morning, bud.
Yeah, he works pretty fucking hard to make a coherent thought. You know? Like, I could do more than that guy. I could probably do more than fucking Trump. If he's not on something, you've seen him in fucking interviews, when he's not on something, he's just kind of like, ugh. Like, he's breathing heavier and shit, then other times it looks like he's on fucking speed. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's taking something? Uh-huh. I don't know. Or maybe he was fucking feeling sick in a couple of his fucking shits. Like, but he's also getting older. Okay. You know what I mean? Why do we have fucking old-ass people?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's funny, because I think it was Obama just a few weeks ago was saying one of the more prevalent problems in politics are old white men.
It's outdated and it's bullshit and it needs to cease.
Why is there nobody young running for president? Like, young.
Well, yeah. It's not even the fucking president. We have a new president every 4 years to 8 years if they get reelected a second time. It's not even the fucking president. What can the president really fucking change much of?
What in your life
has really changed that fucking much other than everyone's a fucking snowflake now?
And really, it just keeps bouncing back and forth we had Obama and then he did his policies and then we go to Trump and he switches things, and then we get a Democrat again.
How long has Biden been fucking working for the goddamn government? How long has that cocksucker been working for the government? A lot longer than the fucking past president, the president before him. Okay? Pelosi, all of them. Yeah. They were in there before Obama, right? Am I wrong?
No, he needs to do shit.
So those are the old people that have been in office for too long that still think it's fucking 20 years ago. But they also do understand, some of those same people, they understand patterns in people and they're using that to play people against each other. Which is why they need to go. People that see everything nowadays on both sides are going to be like, all right, people are doing dumb shit over there. People are doing dumb shit over here. We need to figure out what's going on now. Not all these people that have seen a bunch of shit and know how to sway people that have been doing it for years. That's the problem. You get a guy that come in that's only there for 4 years. He can't sway shit when there's 100 other people that have been in there for fucking years and years and years that have been swaying people for years and years and years.
They should have like the same term, like president gets 4 years to 8 years, same with other people in the government. They should have like a set time.
Yeah, rotate them
same
out.
Same with like those judges and stuff, they're all higher up, they can be in there for, they're like fucking in their 90s and shit. Yeah. They've been there forever, and they're still there until they die or whatever happens, you know? Then they're just replaced with one of those older ass people that have been there for years upon years.
As policies change and our people change and we become, like, if our policies are changing, we shouldn't have people that have the same old policies. Like, people are crying about racism now and tearing down statues, but they're not tearing down the government that's been there for fucking ever. The people that they want to vote for them are the same people that have been in there, like, fucking forever. Right? You know what I mean? Like, it's not just Biden wearing the fucking African colors. It's all the other fucking people in the office that have been there forever. Right? It's all the other Democratic, like, this fucking Southern Democrats had slaves. Okay? Like, you gotta understand that. Like, it is literally the whole Democratic Party is, like, for the longest time has been fucking up. Now there's some far rights that are fucked, but like they're trying to phase out the whole fucking conservative. Like, they don't want you to be on your own, self-sufficient and shit like that. They want you to just rely.
Yeah.